Tune now as Phil Silvers guest stars on The Beverly Hillbillies.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mike.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey!
It's time everybody. For you to spring forward.
It's kicking my ass. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is, but it is kicking my ass.
Has it ever before, like when you were a younger man?
Not like
or
this.
Do you think it's Florida driven because it's
I don't know.
Different weather? Does it open up into a larger room?
I don't know. I just know it's, you know, yesterday moments. You know, it might just be age. It might just
no.
be that I am. Look, I think that in years past, men of my age would sit on a chair on the porch and nod out for a while. That's what it kind of was. I don't know. And the schedule yesterday, and a note to the people at my kid's school, when he has, since he didn't make the regular middle school team, and they said, congratulations, you're a member of the next level team.
Ah.
Supposed to be less practices, less games, less stress, right?
Yeah, and the games are more like scrimmages, and the I think instead of next level, I would rename it the afterthought team.
You know, Mike, I can relate to that. I remember in fourth grade we did a thing where they would put all the fourth graders in a pool and then split them up for certain classes.
Yes,
and I said, why are we being divided by classes? And she said, well, different people approach math in different ways.
Yes.
I said, is this the dumb group? And she said, well, you all attack problems in a different way. I said, yep, we're the dumb group. And you got to realize your place and you're not going to be a priority, you know?
So, yeah, the communication yesterday was, when did I find out? Probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours, because this was also on me for not checking into my email. But
right.
I got a forwarded email that he had a school game at the other school that they scrimmage. And I guess that's where they're going to scrimmage all the time.
Right.
Which is very convenient for that school, but not convenient for our school.
Is
but it doesn't
like
matter, because we're the afterthought team. So that's fine.
Is it like an abandoned lot that has an occasional
broken
bottle at it?
No, it's an absolute first-class facility. That's
that's
best
great.
Part of it.
Yeah.
It's a really nice facility. It's not far away. It's six of one, half dozen of the other.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a game at his regular game that night at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I am suddenly aware of the fact that I need to stop by where my wife works, get his uniform because she's an esthetician. She has a washer dryer at her place of business. Our washer, continuing the great tradition of everything breaking in this house. Our washer is being repaired today.
Is it a hot point? What brand do you have of a washer?
I think Maytag.
Oh, that's a good brand, Mike.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maintain it and love it. And until you can afford a Speed Queen, Maytag will have to do.
How do you maintain a washer?
Yeah, how do you maintain it? You don't. And by the way, see him
he doesn't
right
know
now.
What
see
that,
means.
That
pause? That pause. That pause. I'm so glad to have him back. The pause was him creating a BS answer.
I just tried, ready.
You
to
know
make
what?
It up.
If I was at 110%, I might fight that. But since I'm only at about 98, Mike, you're right.
Right.
Take care of it. Okay. How about this? Maintain it by not.
We got a guy coming out.
But don't overload it. If you overload it, you're going to wear out the belts.
That is the part of this domestic partnership that I do not specialize in. And
I understand.
I mean, can I throw stuff in there? And do I know the procedure? Yes, I've washed enough clothes to know that. But the main person who does that is my wife, and she
doesn't. She love laundry though.
She enjoys it, which is weird because I don't. I certainly don't.
Well, you enjoy making it.
I have to say this.
Yeah.
That her laundry skills you know, with working full time, supporting me in the way I'd like to become accustomed. And and her laundry skills are phenomenal. I am just every day, every other day, I have everything.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite part about how she does laundry?
The way she folds it. And the way that she folds it, and it can sit for a week.
It's in the way that she folds it.
I will be able to put it up on a hanger, and I'm specifically a t-shirt like I'm wearing now, or a golf shirt, and it will be wrinkle-free. I don't know how she does it, but I have done laundry in the past and left it out, and it looks like you've pulled it out of a giraffe's ass.
Do you ever bring back some like real challenges from the golf course? You know, some grass stains, or you ended up.
Like when I fall into the pond.
Or you tripped over a root. Yes.
My daughter sends me a watch, I think from eBay, that she was going to buy her boyfriend and give it to him. And he likes watches, and I've given him a couple of watches, not expensive ones, but the ones that I like, the cheapos that I like. And she sends me a picture of this, and my comment to her, let me see if I can bring up what I said.
You know, it's funny.
Funny little exchange.
When I see watches online or anywhere, I think of you, and I oftentimes think, should I forward this to Mike?
Yeah, you send me pictures of watches from your uncle and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and like right now, real heavy on my Facebook page is a remake of like the 1980 Casio digital watch, but it's actually made by Casio in the original metal casing and everything.
Yeah,
but and I wonder,
Mike,
do you have any
about digital?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of neat looking. If he likes a classic look, this is just a classic look from a different classic era.
This
era.
Is not politically correct also. I have to edit.
Well,
remember,
can you please edit? Yes.
Remind myself that this is a long thread. So she sends me Near Mint Seiko.
Mmm.
And it's a white tank Roman numeral watch.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a Seiko from Japan, and this is on the ad that they have. And you know, you know, I realize sometimes when you're presenting it on the air, I realize that I have to edit myself, and I should probably edit everywhere.
When you get something that's in the wild, like this was, and you just read it sort of probably cursory just to see what it says. You're not focusing on the minutia and the implications of the copy.
It's also who you're texting.
Well, this is my daughter.
Post everything online.
Yeah, and my daughter is the most politically correct of all of us.
No, I think I am.
Thank you. I remember you saying that my boyfriend had. He has
what?
Small wrists.
Oh, dainty.
And I said that he had the wrists of. Someone that might have been in a prison camp, you know.
Well, thanks for saving it, Mike. That's I think you went a little too far.
Let's see. I said,
how about he has the arms of someone who's come on hard times?
All right, fine. You don't have to make it worse.
No,
you don't have to make it worse.
I've got small wrists. Small wrists are fine.
So I say, ha ha ha. I said, you can do better than that watch.
Oh, I bought. You're going to say you could be better than the guy.
Yeah. So she writes back, ha, 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 but I think it's the style he's been wanting, the tank style.
Mm.
I said, this is the quote. I said, it looks like something somebody pulled out of a pond.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
She writes back, LMAO. And then she writes, damn it, Dad, I thought it was nice. What would you recommend for a similar look? And I tell her to get him a Mahdi, like the one I have, which is a fake case. Yeah. Well, it's not a fake. It's just the same case is much more
it's
expensive.
It's model effort.
And
with those small wrists, check the ladies section.
Yeah. You know who loves small watches? Jerry Lewis loves small watches. They look like a cough drop on his arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Little round watches.
That's Jerry.
Yeah.
I said Cartier case, Seiko movement. More expensive, but so cool. I'll send a pic. Yes, I remember him showing me a watch before that could be good.
Tell me when you sent the pic, you were wearing the watch. You were modeling it in the pic.
No, I never sent it. You should know me better than that. I never sent a pic.
Yeah, but you did threaten to, and I think that's just as good.
let me see. Then she finds another one. This one, I write back to her after I see the next watch she sends me a picture of. I said, if he wears that, he will be sexually assaulted.
Oh, dear. But, you know, that is not politically incorrect as much as it is just protecting him.
Yeah, I think you better pick out the watch.
Yeah.
I'm starting to do the shtick on this. I say, yeah. She writes back, LMAOOOOOOO.
Off. Left my ass off.
I said, it looks like something a figure skater would have worn in 1983.
Oh, you got him the old dick button.
I said, then she just sends smiling, laughing emojis with tears. And I write, do you want him to succeed in business or be in the chorus of Cats?
I hope you've met my boyfriend, Rum Tongue Tugger.
Absolutely. Yeah. Might see the comedy never stops.
I pray that we find out the result of this watch hunt.
To start the show today, I wanted to share something with you because this man tends to make me laugh always.
All right.
In certain circumstances, I've seen him live in concert. I like his pieces on Comedy Central better. We all talk about AI. We all generate AI. We do it. We involve ourselves in it. This is something that I am in wholehearted agreement with Mr. Lewis Black on.
All right.
He's talking about something where AI has reached out its tentacles. And roll the tape on this and check out what he has to say.
AI is making everyone lazy. Even school administrators are using it.
All right, at first glance, this may look like a regular old graduation ceremony, but take a closer look.
Instead of a proud teacher or a dean reading off their name, shaking their hands, these accomplished graduates scanned a QR code on their phones, and then AI read their names aloud.
Murakuya Gomez. Eiko Alvarez.
What the f*** is this? Are these kids graduating college or boarding a plane at LaGuardia? Oh, a QR code scanner. What a personal touch. Who doesn't like being treated with the same dignity as a head of lettuce at Whole Foods?
There it is. That's it. That's fine. I like Lewis Black.
If I were to tell you, though, that I agree with the idea of the QR code?
I would say that's your inner Alton Brown making life more nerdy and complicated, and I think you like the nerdism of it. I think you
maybe
like I think you like that, but you've also been you have suffered through massive graduation ceremonies more recently than I have.
What I hate, and Josh, maybe you can pipe in because you have a similar name. My name is not common.
Well,
and I know, Mike, you could go with O'Mara or O'Meara, and that's also sort of a guessing game, but people destroy Spiewak. And the biggest pressure is hoping they're going to...
Kippy Klingdonson, son?
That's what I'm scared of.
Well, and that's why I don't like the QR code, but I don't mind the AI announcer if he's right.
Yeah.
If they get to the
announcer
sounded,
he sounded pretty good.
They should have used the regular AI guy. It's like... Cheryl Steele. You know the guy I'm talking about?
I know who you mean.
Yes.
I've got
this caused a lot
impression.
Of trouble.
For some reason, I think if I perfect that impression, I'll be able to get some work out of it. I just feel that way. It's like, these guys are going like this. It's more popular than anything's ever been. I'm the original AI
that's
guy.
That's not going to get you any work.
No.
Because you'll be going up against the AI voice.
Yeah. By the way, that's killing more jobs in broadcasting with the, because announcers used to be tapped to do anything like that. That's what they used to be. And by the way, there's some guy probably not getting paid, but there's some guy that likes a microphone and likes to hold the microphone and make announcements and doesn't get to because they're using AI for that.
The Red Sox won't call him back.
One of your dream jobs, Mike, what if you were born substantially earlier and you ended up as like a booth guy at a TV station? How great would that be? The guy that just sat there and talked between shows and did the live updates and stuff. Wouldn't that be like the greatest job?
The back in the day, what Rob's referring to is booth announcers for a television station way back in the day were actually live announcers.
Yes.
And they would come on between the commercials and said, tonight at 11 on Eyewitness News. And then, of course, it all became pre-recorded. But now they probably, I don't even know how they do it. They still contract with Billy Big Voice guys to use local.
I think it's all done over the internet. You know, they just phone it in. They literally phone it in. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you don't have the immediate reaction like you used to. I read a piece about Don Pardo, who was the announcer on Saturday Night Live and NBC, literally back to the 30s.
Chevy Chase.
And Mike, my favorite, Nassim Pedrad.
Nobody remembers her. She was on, I know. She was on too brief a time with that.
That's why I like it. But anyway, he said it was the greatest job in the world, except he could never figure out how to switch the studios, which was also part of his job, that they would have to program what studio was feeding air. And so he would have to do, you know, this is the NBC Broadcasting Network, and then flip the switch. He said he could never figure it out. He's still got a lifetime.
You mean he had to do a different, what do you mean flip the studio?
Yeah.
Like if you're doing news in studio 1A and then you've got a variety show in 2A, you have to switch the studio control to the programming master.
What?
What feeds the air?
At the same time?
No. They would, I mean, you can't do two consecutive shows in the same studio because of the setup.
Why is the voice guy responsible for switching the network?
I didn't set up NBC. I don't know, but that was his job.
Are you talking about doing live announcing?
Live announcing, when they have to go from studio to studio, it was the announcer's job to actually switch the control main to make it be to the other studio.
I'm very surprised. I don't think that's true. I think that they have announcers and they have engineers, and the engineers would handle that because it's big union, union shop.
They tried it, but the engineers were lousy announcers.
Don Pardo, one of the all-time greatest. Truly one of the all-time greatest. Yeah. I think that as far as the AI, it just makes me laugh how it's you know, wangling its way into everything now. And, you know, it's funny. He's an old curmudgeon like I am. I said yesterday, I rarely do a tease on this show. I feel uncomfortable doing it because of the nature of what we do is very what happened in the last 24 hours. But I decided to tease it. We ran out of time because one show back after a bit of a break, I have to manage my time a little bit better.
Sure.
And I was talking about the handyman project of handyman projects. And that was the fact that they had quoted me a price for installation of a pool light.
Yeah.
And the problems with this project are multifold. I talked about the light.
Layered,
it's an LED light that really should have lasted a lot longer than it lasted. And the audio description that I gave of the light was going and not, you know, not just burning out, but flashing and jumping up and down and changing colors manically. It was not usable. And I like having, when I want it, I want to have it. And I wanted it to be okay. And I know that at some point, if I was going to sell this house, I would have to have it fixed anyway. So I might as well tackle it now. However, that has been going on for about a year. And I'm not exaggerating. That's how long this pool light's been out.
When you see the light doing its virtual gymnastics in the water, is it triggering to you? Do you hate it? Do you see it and you just say, oh my God, I've got to take care of it?
Oh, it's horrible. It is just, it's like going, it's like a short. It's like a short in a wire, like and I got crazy about it, but I hesitated to pull the trigger because early on when I was researching it, I found out, oh my God, you would think it was like unscrewing a light bulb. No, that's not the case. This is a major problem. And then I thought that the lights themselves were just expensive, but I could dislodge it at the pool site and plug it back in and it would be fine because they are sealed and it wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
That wasn't true either. The way these lights work is that you're not only disengaging the pool, by the way, the pool light while it's underwater.
Yeah.
And it's a little lower because it's in a spa part of the pool, the bubbly thing, the hot tub thing in the corner of the pool that's built in. And I've got a really, it's one of the things, I'm more proud of that than I am this house. That's how much I love this. And I don't use it, but I love it because it's pretty.
But isn't it true that once you get the light fixed, you can bring some of Carla's clients over for their spa treatment? Just have them come in.
Yeah.
They use the outside entrance, of course.
Yes, a nice little soak. A nice little soak that they have after the fact.
And then it put down a towel and you drive them back.
Yeah, it would be lovely, really. And early on, I realized that that the average price of these is a pool light. This is without installation, 500 clamps. And that's why I waited the better part of a year.
Yeah.
I've hesitated. Flash forward to another thing that blows up on the pool that I have to get replaced, and that's the operation system that controls everything, the pump, the everything. You know, pools can be a pain in the ass.
This operation system, is it like a massive remote control? Have they simplified it to an app?
It's connected to an app, and it controls everything.
Okay.
And the thing was, there was no going on the cheap on this. I just couldn't do it. And the brand name that they put in initially was not only not favored by most pool repair people, but in many cases, it was no longer manufactured.
Now,
and I was told by one of the repair guys that the reason these are put in pools is because they offer the greatest discount to the pool manufacturer.
Of course. Right. Yeah.
So I'd like to thank the company that put it in.
And I think, Mike, you should mention them. Ralston Purina.
Yeah, it's Purina Pool Services. And so it goes on and on and on. And then while I'm there, I got the and I'm doing a recap here. I got the idea that wouldn't it be cool if I could get them all done at the same time and make them think when they put the new control system in that that was kind of responsible for the light going. Well, they didn't bite on that one. So, I didn't lie directly to them, but I was hoping maybe I said, I've also got a problem with the pool. I just casually did not mention that the problem I'd had with the pool light was a year old.
Yeah, I mean, you were basically, we talked about it. We talked about it yesterday. You were sort of playing dumb.
I was
sort of playing dumb and hoping that they would jump to cover the gap of intelligence and help you out. And they've seen it before. Yeah.
They were not. they end up saying, yeah, we can do that. And I get an estimate of $800 before the pool light is purchased.
Too much.
So that, too many.
Too many.
So then I do a search, and I find the pool light for $200 less. It is eBay. I have to first say that.
Is it lightly used, or is it new in box?
It is new in box, and the seller has very good reviews.
Oh, good.
So I pull the trigger, and I order it. It arrives, and it's here for maybe 2 to 3 weeks, just sitting there, because I am hesitant to tackle the project.
When it arrived, did you know immediately what it was and where did you put it? And did it move from there so it would stop reminding you that it needed to be
A week or two, it sat on the kitchen table.
Okay.
Just looking at me going, you're going to have to make a decision sometime. With a voice in my head going,
yeah.
I know it seems like it's too much, Mike. This is Hal. You're going to have to do the project.
And, yes, Josh.
And how does it look in the box? Is it a bunch of wires? Is it multiple pieces or one piece?
What's
staring you?
I knew by this time that this was not a light that you plugged in, that this was a light, and this is why I hesitated, that not only was I going to have to remove the defective product, but then I was going to have to snake out the conduit, not the conduit, the cable that the light is attached to that goes, I have to do my Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, sure.
All the way over to the mechanics and snake that out and do that with I researched it online. I knew how it was going to be done. I was just afraid because I fail at these projects quite often. I really
do. But you succeed too. I mean, it's a crapshoot.
So the way it works is you have to, and people that nobody's going to know this. Maybe a few pool repair people. There's a special kind of string, like a nylon line that you tie. All right, you know this. Yeah. You're a guy that does this, right?
Yeah.
I've done this many times.
In fact, what I would tell you is I wouldn't even bother with that string. I would have just cut the old wire and taped it to the old wire. and then pull through the old wire.
Well, I tie the string to the original wire.
Yes. Okay.
And then I pull that wire through to the where the light comes out.
That's correct.
And then there's the string so that I can tie it to the new wire and pull it through. That is a two-person project. Usually.
Yes, because you have to feed it. And
you
pull,
have to know which is the first start is Rob, the steps in this are multifold.
You know, if you needed another person, you know who you should have called is your co-winner in the member guest tournament. Because I know you just won a trophy and you must be riding high. No. Oh, do you still have it? Block of wood.
Well, see, I was thinking your new neighbor. He's got nice arms to pull that cord.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know what, maybe your daughter's girlfriend, a boyfriend who has very thin arms. Maybe he could reach through.
Yeah, he could reach all the way into the conduit and get it.
And let me ask, is there any worry on your part because the...
Of electrocution?
Well, of always that. But I'm thinking of the light that is going under the water. When you undo it, do you have any visions of, like, water shooting through that tube and, like, just going everywhere?
No, because the videos that I've watched indicate that is sealed.
Good.
It's either sealed or it's designed that way. But to make a long story short, it's supposed to work. So the first step is cutting the power off.
That's the first step in so many projects.
And I've done enough of those little things to know where the main breaker is. Although I do test it. I turn on the lights, and then I go to the breaker, and I kill it, and that indicates to me that the lights are turned off.
Did you use a main breaker or the breaker for the pool?
I used the breaker for the pool.
Are your breakers sort of lazily labeled like they are in my house for the people that constructed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it'll say, like,
even
kitchen.
Even the small ones, like,
They're scribbled.
They're scribbled.
So I'm glad you did.
They're scribbled with a pencil that's manufactured not to be visible.
Well, no, what they use are those flat carpenter pencils.
Carpenter pencils
that don't roll around.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I'm glad you did the perfect test, the manual test, the test that there's no electricity coming through. That's, you know what? Safety is job one.
And after I decide to tackle the project, after a couple of weeks goes by, we have the other week-long procedure of finding time for my wife to assist me. I don't want my son being around this electricity.
Why not? So, why not, Michael? It seems like a good chance to teach him about electricity.
You know what? I'd rather have him. You know what, Josh? I'd rather have him barrel up a fastball, to be honest with you. That's what we're focusing on now.
Well, that's healthy. Yes.
Carla decides she's going to pop out and she's going to help. What the big thing on the video that I looked at is you have to kind of move that once you get it dislodged, and that was not easy.
Right.
I go to the light and it's got a tool where you twist it open. Mm-hmm. And then the light, which is I want to have a visual aid, but you know what? Nobody gives a shit, so that's okay. But it's called a flashlight style light, where it's a tube. It's a tube light,
okay.
And then it's got a bladder around it that you twist, and when you put it in the hole and you twist it, it expands and snugly fits inside the hole. And then when you go the opposite way, it loosens up and it comes out. But I'm having a dickens of a time getting the pool light out, and I reach in, and then I'm trying to get pliers, because once I get the cover off, the light fixture itself starts to suck in to the hole where the lights are. And it's starting to get away from me. And I reach my fingers, and what I succeed in doing...
Hey, look at there.
There it is. Way to go, Josh. That's it. See that bladder around it? The gray bladder? I'm reaching that
Are you
light.
Sure that wasn't purchased to save a marriage? Oh, I'm sorry. I actually have
it. Honey, I'm home.
Touch the bladder, dear. Hit the bladder.
I'm reaching for this thing. I get it's out of my finger grip. It seems not to be getting looser, and I'm not being able to pull the cable out. And then I go to get some pliers or a screwdriver to kind of pry at it, and it's not going anywhere. It's just locked in.
In any of your YouTube videos, did anybody use
the cable?
There's your nice cable.
There's the cable. Yes.
Did anybody use a screwdriver to pry anything, or was that you taking the job into your own hands?
Hi, I'm the pryer.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
I'm Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
What eventually helped was a shop vac.
Okay, a wet dry vac. Yeah.
So I put that over the hole, and what you realize is when you go underwater with a shop vac, which is a wet dry shop vac, it immediately fills it up. And then at this point, Michael's helping me because I said, Michael, come out and help me with this. And he dumps out the water from the shop. Well, I realized this is the shop vac I've used to clean my snake's cage.
And the grill.
And, no, not the grill, just the snake's cage.
Oh, okay.
I don't bother cleaning the grill. I go to another hardware store to get a mobile one that's got a smaller aperture. This is a multi.
How is your mood when you decide that you need to go to the hardware store?
All I wanted to do was successfully unscrew it, and then it was going to go into my. I was going to pull it out, and everything was going to be fine. It's
right.
I think you can solve a lot of problems in America by pulling out successfully.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish more people would do that. I think you would agree with me on that particular
I know subject. This, that my late father would agree with you.
Yes, amen. But I'm glad you're here, Rob.
And I'm glad to be here, Mike.
Finally, I get it done. I get the thing sucked out with taking my existing shop vac, turning it on, and mashing it on the hole so that it does suck the light out about an inch.
When you're doing this, are you in the pool? Are you laying on the pavement by the pool? Where are you?
I get my fat ass into the pool. And by the way, during
shirtless? Yes,
with a bathing suit on and everything, and I am wearing, I forgot to tell you this.
Yeah.
I send Carla at one point out to the Walmart to get me, what are they called?
Oh, scuba goggles.
Scuba goggles.
Yeah.
The pool is not heated because that costs money as well. So I am freezing my ass off.
The problem is, and also when you get in the pool, the water level is going to go up. So it's harder to get to the light.
That's one of the great fat jokes of all time. Yes. I will say that when I finally got it in there and sucked it out, I was so excited that I took another piece of string and I tied that string around it so it would not get sucked back into the hole.
A safety measure, yes.
And then Carly gets home. We are able to successfully identify which is the right cable.
Right.
We dislodge that. We are successfully able to snake it through the line. Then we are successfully able to tie it to the end of the new cable. We are successfully able to pull that out to the electric box. We are successfully able to secure the light in its little suck hole that's at the bottom of the spa.
I think it's probably called a housing, not a suck hole, but yeah.
there are so many. I am leaving out so many details to this.
Well, there is a detail I wanted to ask.
Long. Yes.
Is when Carla arrives to the pool, is she wearing a fabulous gown? Because I know people are going to want to imagine
that. Yes, because all household projects are done in a beautiful gown.
And a huge hat?
I'm
a huge Melania-like hat?
I'm not telling you about the trip to the hardware store where I got the remote shop vac to see if I could do a better job with it, which it didn't. That went back.
No, because it's going
to
be weaker.
I am not telling you about the extender attachment on the shop vac because it was weaker and it didn't. I thought I could suck it to the end of the light and
now
pull
you
it
love
out.
You continually talk about how you love your hardware store down there.
I am not telling you about the twisty ties on the electric thing that are problematic as well. Whatever they're called, Josh, where you splice the wire nut.
Yeah.
Well, the wires were nuts. That is just a bitch and a half.
You always want to put on new wire nuts whenever you change out the wire.
When I was little, I always thought wire nuts were magic marker caps when I saw them. That's what they looked like.
I finally get that to work, and then I say, turn it on, and I look, and there's the light, and it comes on.
Beautiful.
And then I realize it's not the same color as the other light, which it's supposed to be. It's supposed to change colors at the same time.
But it's not flickering?
It's not flickering. It's working. It's solid. And then I call, I finally break down and call the pool repair guy, who is fantastic, and says, oh, that's not anything to do with the electric. That's the programming. You have to reset it. And I reset it. And it now is working, at least temporarily. It is working.
Well, for now, it's what, Mike, I went into this story thinking that this was going to be a disaster, when in fact, it's a
triumph.
I was
not electrocuted. Right. I believe. Yes. Go ahead, Josh.
I was waiting to hear the pool light didn't fit the hole.
No. Yeah. It's perfect. It's perfection. I have achieved this, and I have achieved this with a savings of over $600.
Well, let's add up the goggles and the extra vacuum and the trips
to
the hardware store.
I took the vac back.
Okay.
I took the little extenders back.
And Josh, can't you just be happy for him? Please.
Yes. Always.
Oh, always. Is that what this show's about?
That's what it's about. Mike, congratulations.
Yes. Great job. It's a delight. It's a delight to have that.
And the member guest, you're really having a good week.
I'm on a win streak. Don't get happy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Now I'm freaked out. It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details.
I love that steak video, man. That's good stuff.
It doesn't want, hungry. I mean, even at this, even at this early hour, really do you want to knock out, do you want to knock out a steak? I sure do. That's the way that goes. Here's the name of the lady that shot up Rihanna's house, Ivana Lisette Ortiz. Okay. She is 35 years old. She shot up Rihanna's house on Sunday, and apparently she has some sort of beef with her. On February 23rd, she posted a Facebook message saying, quote, Rihanna, are you there? Because I was waiting for your AIDS 5 head self to say something to me directly instead of sneaking around like you talking to me where I'm not at.
Wow.
Sounds a little unstable, doesn't it?
Yeah. How are you doing with your beef with Corey Hart?
Rob, can you turn your level down a little bit for me just a bit? It's blowing me out of the water here just a wee bit. She
is she friends with Rihanna? Does she know Rihanna? Or is she a crazy person who thinks
I'm trying to
her.
I'm trying to get out of this story what the relation is, because this lady also conjured up an issue with Cardi B, because she posted a video where she's looking at herself in a mirror saying, quote, you can't F with me, Cardi B. You're supposedly busy right now, but you know who has the cutest outfit tonight? You know who's the cutest tonight? I am. I'm the cutest tonight. You ain't doing nothing to me. You ain't messing with me tonight. I don't know if this woman travels in the same circles at all. I don't know.
It's, you know what? I might give her like a tangential relationship to Cardi B.
It sounds like someone yelling at the TV to me.
Yeah, it does.
Well, she's unstable because she's a religious influencer.
Oh, Josh, your people again.
I don't know what a religious influencer is.
I don't know what that is.
Here we go. She keeps or kept a praying woman's journal on YouTube. And in several of her videos, she takes aim at Rihanna, calling her a witch, comparing her face to the devil, and suggesting that Rihanna wants to kill her. It sounds, I mean, whether she's noted, you know, known or not, she sounds unstable. She has previous arrests for domestic violence, careless driving, and violating pretrial release conditions. This woman's trouble. She's been booked on attempted murder for firing several rounds into Rihanna's home while Rihanna and her kids were inside. Her bail is over $10 million.
Her home is also in Orlando.
Hey, really? That's
she traveled to California to do that.
Oh, so the influencer is in Orlando.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder if maybe she's been to your mega church?
We don't have one down in Orlando.
Oh, okay. Just
do you ever wonder if she does she work for Disney?
She perhaps could be like
some sort of character.
Sometimes we can't pepper him with questions like this. Let's move on. Actors from several of Rob Reiner's movies will gather on stage at the Oscars on Sunday to pay tribute to him. That includes Will Wheaton and Jerry O'Connell from Stand By Me. Why are only two of that movie's four stars going to be present? Because, well, River Phoenix is no longer with us, and Corey Feldman has been dissed. Corey tweeted that he was not invited, and he thinks it might be because, well, it might be because of those stage shows he does.
Yeah, right? They're not the weird up. You know what? Oscar doesn't like River Phoenix.
He says it might be because of his outspokenness about the abuse that he suffered as a child. But he's asking his fans not to protest.
Both of them?
Thank you. Or start petitions to get him an invite because this is not his moment. Quote, it's about the tragic loss of our friend Rob Reiner and his memory. He added, quote, Will and Jerry got this. I'm sure they will do a fantastic job. I'll honor Rob my own way. Now, here's the question I have. When somebody's been dissed like this, doesn't it require the person that's been dissed to let everybody know that he's been dissed before he says,
of course,
I'll let them handle
that's
it?
That's how
right?
he controls the narrative. And also, that's not the story here. The story here is the other person they left out from Stand By Me for the Oscars. And that's the guy who goes, loony, loony, loony.
He's loony, in the loony. Loony. Your dad's in the loony bin up at Togus. He's at the loony bin. Loony, loony. Togus, by the way, the Veterans Hospital, where my uncle ran the joint for a while, believe it or not.
Seriously, I'm shocked they did not get John Cusack. Because he played the older brother in Stand By Me, and he's had a Hollywood
career. No, Kiefer Sutherland played the older brother, right?
No, he played the bad guy. He played the guy that was beating the
mailboxes. John Cusack is in Stand By Me?
Yes.
He plays a tiny role, though, right? Tiny.
Yeah, but meaningful, because it's the brother is the drive, you know, for the actions of the boy, because he likes his brother and hates his parents.
Great movie.
And also my cherry pie.
Blueberry pie.
I stand corrected. Forgive me.
Yeah. Lard ass. Blueberry pie.
Boom, baba, boom.
The Bride might need life support. Director Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride, a feminist reimagining of The Bride of Frankenstein, has collapsed in its box office debut. $7.3 million from 3,304 North American theaters. Since the Warner Brothers film cost $90 million to produce.
Ouch. Ouch.
A staggering price for the horror genre. And audience scores are absolutely scary. It's shaping up to be this year's first giant bomb. So I'm reading bad things about it.
Universal, right?
I think so. Maybe.
Yeah, Universal is doing everything they can to resurrect their monster franchise. They just did a new thing at the Universal theme park where it's like a monster world with Frankenstein and Dracula and all the monsters we remember. Maybe best to leave those monsters back where they were. Because I know Josh and I...
Frankenstein, give me that torch.
Josh and I both hated the new sexy Frankenstein. And no one is going to see The Bride.
Warner Brothers.
Oh, it was Warner Brothers. I don't wonder how they got the property then.
Warner Brothers, that's it.
Okay, so, but anyway, leave them alone. Let them die.
Okay. Did you ever hear about the guy who legally changed his name to, quote, literally anybody else and ran for president in 24? Maybe not. He didn't get much attention or traction in his presidential run. So now he's going after the next best thing, becoming the mayor of North Richland Hills, Texas. His name, literally, we'll call him literally.
Okay.
Even though the full name is literally anybody else.
Well, literally, you're familiar with him, yeah.
He is 37 years old. He works as an animal technician at a university lab in Dallas, but he says he's ready to be mayor, and he will be challenging current mayor Jack McCarty.
I think that's a made-up name, Jack McCarty.
In the May 2nd general election. He says that he initially decided to do it because McCarty was going to run unopposed, and some locals haven't approved of him. It's kind of the way I feel with our homeowners association here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been entertaining in the back of my mind, throwing my hat in the ring, seeing if we can get our homeowners dues down, seeing if I can just change some things, make it a more kid-friendly neighborhood. That's what I'd really like to do, but I'm not going to run.
An issue. I found out this week that when Clint Eastwood was elected to Carmel's mayorship, his key campaign point was bringing ice cream parlors back.
Really? Are you being serious?
I am. He said he would bring ice cream parlors back to downtown Carmel.
I believe that if I brought my number one issue to our homeowners association, it would not win because most people are here without kids. But mine would be stop hassling the children. Hassling the children. Let them have their bikes on the sidewalk. Let them have their common area fishing opportunities. Let them do this. Let kids be kids. To me, if a kid is throwing a pole into the line to catch a sunfish or a bass, he's not out there, getting into trouble. That's the way I look at that, okay?
And also, I think you could really sell that because to the average member of your community, a kid is anyone under 50.
Absolutely. Literally isn't planning on fundraising or spending much money, so it's a gimmick. Literally, he was born. That's the name. It's so confusing reading this.
His parents must be so proud.
Dustin Eby is his name. He says his friends still call him Dusty.
Of which he has many, I'm sure.
He's cool with that because someday he plans to change it back. As for his politics, literally says he leans Republican. Well, thank God for that. Yeah. I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you.
I think he straddles both sides of the aisle.
You know, I've always thought about this, and this really is something I pay attention to, multivitamins. They have ignited a fierce scientific debate for years and years and years over whether nutritional supplements are beneficial to our health. My feeling in the back of my mind, even though I've taken supplements in the past, has been that, come on. How could we possibly know? How could we know whether they're beneficial or not? Long-term randomized controlled trial in the United States has now produced some of the strongest evidence to date that nutritional supplements, multivitamins, may slow aging. The study said, and I quote, considering that extending healthy lifespan by 1 year may save $38 trillion in the U.S. population, our findings suggest that a daily MVM, I guess that's a multivitamin, may represent a highly cost-efficient, accessible intervention to improve public health. That's medical speak for they might just work.
Now, do you take a multivitamin on a daily basis?
I do not. I do. I'm with Carla, so I have a lot of different stuff that's going in right now. Mm-hmm. If I listed the stuff that I take on a weekly basis, it would blow you out of the water, and I wouldn't even be able to tell you. If Carla wants to kill me and is giving me syringes with bleach, more power to her. That's the way I look at that.
Well, you're just getting closer to that IV bag.
Where it's a drip the whole time the show.
The drip once a week.
Do you take a multivitamin, Rob Spiewak?
Every day. I also take vitamin C, B12, A, and what is the other? I take potassium in the evening.
I bet you take, too. Do you take Centrum Silver?
You'll love this, Mike. I take the Costco equivalent compared to Centrum Silver.
The Kirkland.
Josh, do you take a multivitamin?
Not at this time. I'll go on and off them for a while.
Well,
I don't
we have
think
to
do anything.
Let's bring that up later because we have to talk about Josh's health later.
You can
show.
Normally tell by how high his hair is sticking up if he's on a vitamin or not.
There it is. Thank you. That's funny. That makes me laugh. Today is National Ranch Day. Ooh, yay. Oh, ranch dressing.
Oh, and, God. It is the condiment of the idiot.
Every year I have this story. If you love ranch, you aren't the only one. This is such publicist garbage. If you love ranch, you aren't the only one. Hey, how about that from the publicist's office?
You know who loves ranch is literally
the candidate.
Yeah, he loves it.
Americans consume 100 million bottles of ranch dressing annually. Good and good for you.
God, that's disgusting. That's the worst thing you've ever said on the radio, Mike.
That is worth around $1.7 billion, and the average person consumes ranch 15 times a year. If this sounds way low to you, don't be embarrassed. Be proud. Shut up, please. 60% of people say they usually have ranch in stock at their home. This is so publicist.
Gross.
7% would rank it as their favorite condiment. You know, it, for me, if you rank ranch dressing as your favorite condiment, where do you line up on ranch, Josh Soroka?
It's fine. I don't put it on anything. I'll use it on wings once in a while.
I don't
like it on a salad.
I prefer Blau cheese on my
I do too, wings. And the Blauer the better. Ranch really has been over. In the day when ranch dressing was really made, like in your home, it was okay. But when you get these gallons of bottles and these morons buying kegs of ranch to put on pizza crust, and by the way, the people that put ranch on pizza crust, they're buying horrible pizza to begin with. You know that.
Cheap pizza.
These are stupid people. These are
cardboard
people that
crust.
They stop by Little Caesars and they buy their ranch dressing.
Right. And they rejected my idea when I called the people at Hidden Valley and suggested a campaign touting ranch as a marital aid. That that didn't go over.
If you have that and the pool bladder, you're really set.
Yeah, all set to go. Yes, Josh Soroka.
Well, yeah, I was going to go with the pool bladder.
Yeah, the pool bladder. Yeah,
you
squeeze that bladder.
Ranch would have gotten that out.
Finally, today, a woman in Missouri named Tiara Smith was arrested last week after she allegedly broke into a home and started eating Fruity Pebbles in the kitchen.
Yum.
The family was home at the time. The woman said, who owns the home, said her son smelled something burning. So he walked downstairs into the kitchen, and that's when he saw the strange lady eating Fruity Pebbles and petting the family dog. The oven was also on, so maybe that's where the smell was coming from. The son ran and told his mom, who called 911. The mother also confronted Tiara and said, "Take that off your head. That's not a crown." No. She demanded that she clean up the mess made. Boy, that's a ballsy lady to
it
do
really
that.
It really is, yeah.
Seems like an odd request, but Fruity Pebbles and milk were scattered everywhere. So I guess she was a messy eater. The police soon arrived and determined that, here you go, Tiara was on something. She later told them she consumed a bottle of marijuana. I'm not sure.
A bottle?
We've seen it in cans.
I don't know about
bottles.
Yes.
And she was walking around outside and mistook the house she was in for a county fair. She was charged with
that's sort of old timey, isn't it?
She thought it was a fair.
Of course.
I thought it was a costume ball. She was charged with first degree burglary. I would have charged her with just having a good time. That's all she's doing. Leave her alone.
Mike, the question you didn't answer, why did she yabba dabba do it?
We'll be back on Eyewitness News, everybody. No, we really will be back because I do want to talk health with our main man, Josh. We need him,
Yay.
Rob, because God knows our health is terrible.
I know.
Be right back, everybody. It's always a good time to better yourself. It seems like lately everyone's trying to clean up their habits, like Rob. And honestly, having one less drink has never felt easier for him. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob has been reaching for Sol's out-of-office drinks. Sol makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable feel-good effects. Sol is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable, calming buzz. From a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to 15 milligrams for a deeper, more elevated experience. Josh is a gummy guy, too. He knows it's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. Stay tuned for a Sol gummy announcement that will change your life. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Sol is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSol.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSol.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Be a Sol survivor. I agree. Don't you, Jelly Roll?
I pooped myself one time.
Thank you.
Oh, right. Jelly.
Great
jelly,
to have you back jelly, on the show. Jelly. We have Jelly, Jelly. All right, our man Josh Soroka has been in the news on the Mike O'Mara show this week. I believe. Look, did you find yourself yesterday, Rob, thinking about the Tesla automobile? I know I did. They should have sent him a check with the way you promoted it, right?
I've been thinking about it much longer than you, because remember, Josh came to visit me in my time of mourning. And he showed me the car at that time. So, yeah, yes. It's fantastic.
I was just fantasizing about a car that can actually get you from point A to point B and you don't have to drive it yourself. I like that. And by the way, yes, we know the technology has been out for a long time. We get it. It's just fun to hear it when a friend of ours is doing it for
you
real.
You really don't understand it until you actually see it.
Yeah, it's cool. Right. And see, there he goes. He's selling again. He's selling again, ladies and gentlemen.
When you got what?
I got I noticed that I got the new software update this morning, so lots of distracted driving coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Does that automatically download, or do you have to left-click on the dashboard or something?
No, it did it automatically overnight.
Oh, that's good.
Very cool. Yeah, very, very exciting. And the thing is that the way you do it is not in a hit you over the head with it way. It's just your general. Here's what I think. This is why we got excited about it. Josh is such a low key guy. Low key to the. And when I say low key, let me just explain. Low key, falling asleep. Low key, where for example, we'll be chuckling and we might get a smile, maybe a half chuckle out of him. But he's not an exuberant dude. He's not. No. He doesn't do that. So when he gets excited, I know how to read it, as yesterday was off the charts excitement level for him.
Yeah.
Big time, right?
It was. Luckily today he's back to being a mild stroke victim. So things are normal.
Yeah. But speaking
closer
of that,
you know.
You had a regular general physical?
I did. And
how'd it go?
You know, I went many years without these, but then I started doing them yearly. And my doctor would always say that my blood test and everything was perfect. And it was
Josh was perfect. Great. Yeah.
It's hopefully my brother's not listening today, because I always give him a hard time because he had issues with his blood test last year and mine was always perfect.
Now, when you say he had issues, were they high cholesterol?
Yeah, I believe it was high cholesterol.
Does your brother
eats is beans.
Right.
That's
really?
All he eats. Yeah.
How do you know these things?
No.
How do you know that all he eats is beans?
It's his recipe in the book.
Oh,
yeah, he submitted beans for the cookbook.
Oh, I read that.
Yeah.
Anyway, as for
so I went to my physical as I normally do.
Okay. Yes.
And I had to switch doctors this year, so I already didn't like that and had to go to a new doctor.
Did you have to drop your pants?
I did not. I did not.
The new doctor, it's OBGYN.
No. You have to put your legs up in the stirrups.
In the stirrups.
Not this time.
Good.
So you went to a physical, but you didn't get the full physical, you know? Go ahead.
Well, I went to the physical and she had concerns about my blood pressure.
She?
Said my blood pressure
Look
was high.
Look out. Yeah.
You got a lady doc?
Yeah. Well, I have a male doc, but the male doc rescheduled, so I went
the
with
PA?
The lady doc.
The yeah, PA? Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, Mike? Isn't it funny that he would get high blood pressure when a woman examines
him? Well, no, the PAs are they're everything now.
Yeah.
They're
the
ones that do it on all levels of medicine,
but,
right?
But, doctors but here's are too the problem. Busy. I went to urgent care a couple weeks ago with a stiff neck, and they said then my blood pressure was high as well. So they gave me the muscle relaxers, but they were concerned about my blood pressure.
Yeah, you had a bad neck pain, right?
Yeah, so I didn't worry about it. Now my doctor says, so now I have to take my blood pressure twice a day and keep a log.
Fun.
Of my blood pressure, because they're worried I have high blood pressure. Then I get back the results of my blood test, and it says I have high cholesterol.
Okay.
Where I've never had anything. So now I have to worry about what I eat.
Yeah, because you eat those Skittles. How much candy do you eat every day?
Not every day.
You eat candy, don't you? You have candy within 5 feet of you right now, don't you?
Yeah, I got a big bag of Feastables.
Sure,
right here.
Big bag, yeah.
What but are they, Feastables? Wait, hold on. I want to see what he's got, Rob.
I got a bag of Feastables.
Oh, Mr. Beast Feastables.
And then I got a bag of Australian licorice.
Oh, wow. What flavors are in there? Because I see it's multicolored.
It says mixed fruit and other natural flavors.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
How you about think your... go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
Did she mention this beautiful doctor? Did she mention that it could be a caffeine? I'm sorry.
No.
A caffeine-related blood pressure thing?
No, because I took time off the Red Bull. Haven't had one since last Friday.
But you didn't ask her about caffeine.
No, I asked her about caffeine and I asked her about the gummies.
Oh, okay.
And those are both just temporary, will increase your blood
pressure. Let's take an analysis of your diet right now. Let's ask some questions about that.
Okay.
Because, the way I get it, you can be predisposed. Yes. Any family members have high blood pressure? Your mom or your dad have high blood pressure?
I think my mom does, and I think other people do too.
Okay.
So I think it's probably a family thing.
One of the myriad of health issues that I do not have is high blood pressure. I've always been pretty good on that one. As far as your diet is concerned, you like hot dogs. That is not a really healthy choice. How often a week do you eat hot dogs? What would be a safe guess? You hold on.
I'm just kidding.
I was joking. Yeah.
No. I don't know. Not that often, and it's not like a weekly thing.
But every time you go to a ball game,
I'm trying. Boy, we are stepping on each other today.
You know what?
We've never done a show before. I swear to God.
I think it's every trip to Costco. I grab a hot dog.
Your regular diet.
Yeah.
Let me ask this about your.
All right.
Would you consider your regular diet to be health conscious?
Without thinking about it, I think I eat pretty healthy, but others would disagree.
Give us a classic example of an average dinner for you.
Dinner?
Last night, for example.
What I have last night, I got Chipotle. I don't know if that's healthy.
No, it's not.
All right. Well,
Would you consider
it could be. It could be. If
not
you
really.
Just did rice and meat and maybe some hot sauce and corn.
That's all I have on there.
And sour cream and guacamole.
No, Mike, I left those out. Yeah.
I hate sour cream. I hate guacamole and avocados.
Can you look up the average burrito? Do you get the burrito bowl or the burrito itself?
I got a bowl.
I got a bowl.
I got a chicken bowl.
the burrito bowl. Yeah.
God,
I'm having trouble today. I am, really. The burrito bowl, do we have the caloric intake on it?
Calories, 500 to 600.
That's not bad.
Not at all, really.
Mm-hmm. I had a worse diet than you. I had a worse diet than you yesterday.
On Google.
Okay. What did you have, Mike?
I had at the ball game, at the snack bar, I had a regular burger. No cheese, but I had a regular burger. And let's see, what else did I have? I had Frosted Flakes during the middle of the day and two protein bars.
That's not all that bad.
That was my diet yesterday. Yeah. And I know there's something else in there, but my weight was down today, so that's good. I also took a series of very, very good injections.
Oh, that's good.
Today.
Yesterday after the show, I had Raisin Bran Crunch with a banana cut into it. And before you ask, Mike, yes, whole milk. And then I had an orange.
Breakfast cereal by its very nature, Rob. I think breakfast cereal is something that is surprisingly lower in calorie than you would think. You would think a big bowl of cereal.
It's part of a balanced breakfast. That's what they tell us.
That is what they tell us.
So are you going to go on any medication for your blood pressure, Josh?
I don't know. I'm supposed to log it for a month, but Kelly's concerned at how high it is, so I need to send a screenshot to my doctor later today and see.
Do you have
a sphygmomanometer at your house?
I have this armband thing.
Can we take it right now?
Please? Yeah, let's take it.
Sure.
While you're doing the show.
I can compare it to some of the readings we got on my dad last week.
Last week
they were very low.
Bob Spiewak is smiling at you right now. That is probably the soonest a joke invoking your father. God bless you, Rob Spiewak. He would like that.
He loved to laugh.
The way you celebrate men like Conan O'Brien by doing that. Do you know the numbers, Rob? Do you know what's good and what's bad?
Yeah,
because I really
ideal
have no
is
clue.
120 over 80. That's okay. Your ideal, and your lower number, if it gets higher, I believe that's the dangerous one that you got to watch out for.
I know that. I know that since I've been all week, I started this over the weekend, and I know that every time I've taken my blood pressure, it has said hypertension.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't think it's good.
Do you have any reservations because it's going now? Do you not
this
believe
is great.
It?
Hold on. Let's slow down for a second before we ask more questions. Let's find out exactly what's going on. Do we have it?
No, it's an error.
Okay, let's try it again.
So we'll do
I'm
it
very
again.
Curious. Go ahead, Rob. You had a question.
Yeah, Josh, since high blood pressure is not mentioned in the Bible, do you think it really exists?
You don't answer that. He's just doing
I don't
shtick.
Even know what direction to go with it.
He's just doing shtick. And
I know you're a tremendous anti-vaxxer. I thought perhaps you did.
By the way, am I the only one who thinks Rob's lighting makes him look black and white?
Yeah, it's makes not. Him look it's like not pale. Ideal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not pale as much as it looks like you're
like
doing
out
it.
Of color.
It's like you're in an old timey movie. It really does. It looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like primitive Technicolor is what it looks like. Very faded.
Yeah,
it
you look like the, yeah. Go ahead.
It might be the bright background behind you.
Colorized movie. Now, have you gotten the number yet on your space age device?
It's going.
It's going.
Maybe you shouldn't be moving around so much. Maybe you should.
Yeah,
just
and you
sit,
should keep
sit,
your it keep your wrist at heart level.
Keep that up there. Keep that up there on the screen.
Oh, I like that.
Is that going to give us a reading?
It should give a reading.
You know what, Mike? It would be great if we had a fourth window for the whole show that was just that. So we could keep an eye on Josh's blood pressure.
Or we could put it in three.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
153 over 103.
That's not good.
That's not good.
153 over one. Oh, my God. Get to a hospital.
Yes.
That's not the worst it's been.
No. And what was your heart rate?
153?
No, it's usually the bottom number.
103.
Oh, that's fast.
Here's my whole history.
All right.
Are you nervous right now? Because that's pretty high heart rate.
No, on what is it? On Sunday night at 8:30 at night, I was up to 163. That's my high score.
Wow.
Odd.
163 heart rate?
Yeah, whatever the first number is.
No, that's your that's your blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Yeah, not your heart rate. Rob, go ahead.
My pulse is like 90.
Okay, that's good.
That's pulse that's is better. Yeah.
Rob, what is your resting heart rate right now?
1,000,000. But only because I'm resting.
It keeps on going and going. All right. So monitor your eating for a month. I'm a little worried with those numbers that they just sent you away. But
can we take his pressure again tomorrow?
Yes, let's do it every day on the show.
Sure, we can do it every day.
Great. Wonderful idea.
I believe it is all stress related. And I'm working on that.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk airlines. The airline that I have probably flown the least in America. I'm always fascinated with Southwest, and we'll talk about that when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you.
A couple of things I have to address in the comments. First of all, yes, AM, I did have ice cream yesterday. I probably wouldn't go through a day without a little bit at one point. And
what
then
kind?
The funniest, I don't remember. Okay. But then Greg Klein, 5746, says he wouldn't be the first guy to have a stroke working with Mike and Rob. There you go. Okay, we get jokes. We like it. Oh, by the way.
It's a checkered history of the show.
Can see. I just say we have been a little lax in promoting the fact that you can give us the super chats in the comment section. And there are many, many ways you can support the show. Right now, based on the fact that we were gone for a week and we didn't get any super chats yesterday, we are now looking for, let's see, it says here, a $5,000 super chat. If you can drop that our way, that would be truly appreciated. Besides hold on, Rob. Besides the super chats in the comments, what other ways can people help us out? Josh, you always know when I don't. Go ahead.
The TMOS store and the bonus show subscriptions.
Look at Greg Klein right away. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. That funny joke and a $20 super chat.
And there's a donation tab on the website.
Cha-ching. All right, I have a question as far as Rob brought a lot of things he wanted to talk about. Sumos, Hasslers, Southwest Airlines, your dealer's choice. It's all your stuff.
I want to go with the Sumo because I'm feeling like I want to share it today. Mike, the Sumo has returned. Do you know what the Sumo is?
Mm-mm.
Have you been to the produce section of your local grocery store and seen the ugliest orange you've ever seen?
Like the one that has warts all over it?
Yes, and a nipple on the end of it. Yes.
Big time down in Florida. They have those. Aren't they supposed to be really good?
They're amazing. And they are a short growing season. But one thing that I have done, because I am, if not predictable, I've been eating a lot of citrus fruit down in Florida because it sure do taste good.
Have you made yourself, let me ask this, have you made yourself some fresh orange juice since you've been
down here? I have not, but I've been eating a lot of grapefruit. I love the grapefruit down here.
You know,
the oranges are great.
We get a lot of, we make a lot of jokes about Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods and stuff. Mm. The only thing that I truly love about Whole Foods, and I mean this, there's not a lot because I think it is Whole Paycheck and I think it is overpriced. Thank you, Rick Schofield, another $20 super chat. How about people responding to us today? We appreciate that. They have in the corner.
Cha-ching.
Nothing I like better. But I will tell you this, that they have a little machine set up, the juicing machine, in the corner of the produce section where you can roll in, and the oranges are all loaded. They're all juice oranges, and you can load yourself up with like a half gallon of really fresh orange juice, and I freaking love that stuff. I really do.
My Publix does the same thing with potatoes.
I love you saying my Publix. I love it. You're using the Florida grocery store reference, yeah. Rob.
Mike, I actually, sub. I
Whoa.
Did.
Hey, they're
I had
coming
to research.
Fast and furious. Rolando, thank you very much for the super chat. We appreciate that. Love you, too. Wonderful, guys. Thanks so much.
I actually did research on Publix yesterday to find out why they have scales in the lobby of the Publix. Like a big, almost like a guess your weight carnival scale.
Big,
is in the
like
lobby
old... olden style, right?
Yeah, and it's in every lobby of every Publix. And down here, I figured out if you go more than 0.2 miles, there's another Publix. And so I've been to a lot of them, and they all have the scales. And I looked it up, and it turns out when they were established in 1940, it was uncommon to have a bathroom scale at your home. So the owner had a free scale in every Publix, but he put it in the back of the store, so you had to walk through the aisles to get to it.
It is so, my kids love it, by the way.
Oh, they do.
They love
do.
That big scale.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, since you've been down here enough now, I would love your quickly, we can discuss it at length at another time, but I mean, your opinion of our grocery store chain down here.
It is, overwhelmingly positive. There's a couple things that I would split hairs with. I think that they are a little costly overall, but you can make it up if you focus on their BOGOs, and they got a lot of BOGOs. Buy one, get one. Which
somebody
is
in the comments, Steve Frick says Publix is looking to remove those scales. I don't know whether that's true. I hope not. That's sad.
You need a new collection.
Yeah, I'll put it in this room here in the condo, Josh. As you know, there's plenty of room for it. The Publix also, even though they are not overly considerate when they're stocking shelves, I have many times since I've been down here, they don't get out of your way if you're trying to come up the aisle and they're stocking shelves. That's a minor point.
I agree.
They are extraordinarily helpful and great employees, and their produce is beautiful. They have everything. It's a great store. So I love Publix. That's my go-to right now.
Let me just say that as I look at the commentary, and we appreciate the super chats, and then we get, can we talk about the ads on the website audio? What are we?
I have no clue what that means.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Slim.
All right. But the
email me, Josh at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Please do. Thank you. Go ahead, Rob.
I think they're only available for about 2 months a year, but let me tell you about the magic of the Sumo. This is like, you know, the little baby or tangerines that you give kids? They're called like Sweetums or something.
Tangelos?
Or the mandarin oranges?
Yes. Like that. This is a nuclear-powered mandarin because it feels easy.
You're selling it.
You put your hand in the bump. And the peel almost
the
jumps
nipple.
Off. Yeah. Look, I've got it a quarter peeled already.
All right, well, show it on camera.
I'm trying to. Here we go. Right. See? Peel comes off in huge.
Looks like an orange with leprosy.
Yeah. Look,
that's
it's peeled.
A mandarin where it'll all come off at once.
Yeah. And it's
seedless.
Seedless. Mm-hmm. And already the entire environment smells of beautiful citrus.
I want one. I want one right now. That
I know.
Is,
I'm going
that,
to Publix.
Oh, my. That's so. So if you're keeping track, Josh was selling cars yesterday and Rob is selling produce today. This is really a positive development, I believe.
Josh,
it really is.
If your blood pressure can handle it, look for them at Costco. They're a little cheaper, but Costco is out of my way down here. So look for them.
See, if I go to Costco, I got to get a hot dog.
I got to go and get the probiotic gummies today, so I might pick up a whole satchel full when I go out there today.
What you should do, Mike, is hide the gummy in the Sumo, like a king cake.
BJJ Zombie says, my skin also comes off that easy. That's
God, that's
nasty.
Disgusting.
We'll be right back. You got beautiful video for us today, Rob Spiewak?
A big stack of it.
Good. Looking forward to that. We'll do that right after this, ladies. Nothing hits home like home cooking, and HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh. Back to the Mike O'Malley
Show.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, great station.
WTNT.
Mike, do you remember the word we sort of coined yesterday or tried to establish in the American lexicon?
It escapes me right now because spring forward is killing me.
Think of chocolate.
Yeah, and think candy. Of knives.
Mr. Beast.
No, I'm sorry. The answer we're looking for, fudge cutter. And that question was a real fudge cutter.
Yes, that was a fudge cutter, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Well, today I think we have a new phrase. I just like to refer to it as the Cincinnati raccoon. And it's not a sex act, Mike. Although it might be.
The Cincinnati raccoon. That's great.
The Cincinnati raccoon is up to his old hijinks. And this poor woman. Oh, this
poor
woman.
Is this the fat one that slides across the floor that's tame?
No, this is the one that craps inside her kitchen. Let's take a look at the Cincinnati raccoon.
She is being terrorized by a raccoon.
Brady Williams joins us after talking
this guy.
With the mother of three whose home has been invaded every night for almost a week.
Well, the thing you have to understand about raccoons is they carry so many diseases that it's very difficult to do anything about them.
I know.
If you have one in your home and you think it might be sick or
he's
isn't
too
afraid
cool.
of humans, you're supposed to trap it.
I bet he wears a small
watch.
And then
get it taken care of either by re-releasing it in your property, which wouldn't work here, or by euthanizing it, which most people can't do. That's why she says she's had so much trouble.
Yeah. That's the house, Mike.
Alexis Hubbard says she moved in on February 10th. She didn't like that the stove didn't work. But by February 20th, she heard a bigger problem.
They were too loud to be mice. Almost like it's as if it's dragging things up there.
On March 1st, she saw this.
It is a raccoon prowling my home.
She says this hole on the building's roof is how he gets in, making his way through the ceiling to a wall in the kitchen.
This is where the animal comes and goes.
Tidy.
My kitchen cabinet,
a door.
Where I serve food to my young children, bringing trash in from other homes, dirty diapers.
In the living room, it gets worse.
The raccoon.
I want to take care of those dishes in the sink
in the
when the news is
Monday,
coming over.
She says on reported the animal to save.
You just missed the
LLC,
raccoon poop,
who, according
Mike.
To the Hamilton County Auditor's records,
okay,
acquired
good.
The building a few days before she
But she said
the
raccoon leaves the house and brings
just
stuff
Just 8 on Thursday, she says the owner dropped off
That's
an
enough,
animal
Josh.
Trap and a written
That's
notice.
Enough. The problem I have with that ad, well, the problems are multifold with that clip, but if she knows there's a hole where the raccoon is accessing her home, don't you think the first step before calling News Channel 7 would be to plug up the hole?
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like it's easy to get up there and do that. I mean, she's not as handy as I am. Come on,
Mike,
now.
It's not easy to do dirty dishes either.
By the way, access to a home is usually based on having trees close by. We have palm rats down in Florida that get in through the upper reaches of the home.
But I don't get why you call the news. Oh,
I don't either.
Animal control guy.
I don't either. And they obviously didn't send the A-plus unit out to cover it because you've got a guy that can't even hold his microphone. But lady, pick up the poop, do the dishes, and you know what? A mop. Just a touch of a mop, maybe. Maybe the raccoon doesn't want to be there.
Look, my opinion, plenty of disease in that house without the raccoon.
And I'm not going to say where the dirty diapers came from. That's it.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Mike, let's close with this. Do you miss the good old days?
Oh, always. Each and every
day. The good
day.
Old days when you could advertise cigarettes on television?
Fantastic.
Didn't your parents smoke Kent?
Kent? Yes, my parents smoked Kent. We would be driving up to Maine in the back of a station wagon, unsecured, as the windows were rolled up and both of my parents were hooving on Kents.
That makes this
healthy.
This makes this even more special. I didn't know that Kent was an exclusive sponsor of the Dick Van Dyke Show. And I have never seen this commercial. Here's Dick Van Dyke for Kent.
All right.
Rob, where's the script? What are you two doing, playing games?
Shut up, Curly, we're busy.
Well, let's try it on now.
Hey, he's too stupid.
No. Which of the top 10 filter brands do you think you should smoke?
The one on top, Kent. It's the cigarette with a micronite filter.
Oh, you told him.
No, he's smarter than you think, buddy.
Kent gives you the best balance of filtration and satisfying taste.
Hey, Mel, would you care for a script?
No, I smoke Kent's.
Ha ha! There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah!
It sort of caught me off guard when I saw that.
That's a trip down memory lane, 100%. Yes, sirree. Hi, Dad. Kent's, Territon. Followed by Carlton, which nobody in our family considered smoking back in the day, but it was.
Let me tell you about Territon. I'd rather fight than switch.
That, you remember the black guy. We got to get out of here. We'll be back this week, I believe. Hey, we'll do a programming note right here, live on the air, see if we can all agree. Thursday night, 7 o'clock for our bonus show. Does that sound reasonable to everybody, gentlemen? Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
No. Yeah, it'll be fine.
He's working us. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.